This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And this is the knockin' eggs voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice. And what we do is talk about food around here. This is a unique program anywhere in the world. I'm just, bragging a little bit about that. But trust me, it is true. Every time I travel to other places, I ask the people, what radio station do you have talks about food all the time and lets people call in with their reviews of the restaurants and what kind of wines that they like and all that? Surely you have a radio station with a show like that. And they look at me like I'm nuts. And then I tell them, well, we've got one of those. As a matter of fact, it's on the air every day. And it has been for 30 years, and they are amazed by that, especially people who are in the radio business. Well, here we are, and here it is. It's the food show, and we'd love to have you give us a call and tell us what you've been eating lately. Tomorrow is Easter, of course, and it's also Passover begins at dusk today. And that happens. The two religions seem to be in the same part of the road at the same time. The whole thing is lovely and strong and something that I hope you get your share of as the holidays play out. We'd love to talk with you about food, about restaurants, about cooking, about wine, about anything that you have really enjoyed. And we have a mini issue at matter here. My wife, who looks forward to some of, but not all, of my special little things that I like to participate in, no matter how ridiculous they are. And she brought up yesterday the whole issue of Peeps. Peeps are a candy. They're made out of a marshmallow. They've been around for a really long time, like 100 years. And there is some controversy as to whether this is something good or not so good. And I thought we would just throw it out there and see what we could come up with. So do we have anybody who loves Peeps? And if not, anybody out there really hate Peeps? And we'll come up with something at the end of it all, I hope, maybe. 260-1870 is our telephone number. Who'd you say? I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Well, sure. Our program today is sponsored by the Maple Street Cafe. I believe that's one of them, isn't it? Huh? Oh, Paran's. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Paran's Poor Boys is our sponsor. Paran's Poor Boys has been around with us since, 1976. I remember it very well when it opened because I saw the sign and those words, they got to me. Paran, your godfather, is who your Paran is. And my Paran, who was a longshoreman and a real New Orleans kind of guy, he was the man who introduced me to roast beef poor boys. I had never tasted one before, even though I have lived my entire life in New Orleans. But he said, look, you're 8 years old and you're scrawny. Here, you're going to eat a roast beef poor boy. So I ate one and I wound up eating another one. And that was my uncle, and he taught me how to do that, and I thank him for that eternally. But that wasn't the end of his contribution or anybody's contribution, because on this day in 1976, when I told you that I saw the sign promoting Paran's Poor Boys, I went inside, and the guy who was behind the counter and keeping everything in place was a guy who had gone to high school with me, and I knew him very well, and I knew he was the kind of guy who would put out a good poor boy sandwich too. And all of that proved to be true, believe it or not, and it's still out there, and they still keep up what makes them special over at Paran's Poor Boys, and that is they make everything in scratch. There is an amazing, kind of astonishing trend that has been moving in the restaurant business in recent years, and that is to put everything in a white box and ship it off to people who want to get it instead of actually going to a restaurant and sitting down and enjoying the company of other people. But another important aspect of all of this is that if you're getting a roast beef poor boy or any other kind of poor boy from a good source, you'll find out that they made it from scratch. They baked the roast beef, they made the sauce, they made the gravy, they did everything in-house. It makes a big difference. And if you don't believe me, give them a try. The original location is on Veterans Highway 7373, I think is exactly it. They have a second location in Kenner near Metairie. And they have a new location uptown on Britannia Street, right on, about a block away from the Upper Line restaurant. All of these are Paran's Poor Boys around New Orleans. They'd love to have you come in for lunch or for dinner. 7 days a week they are there.
Tommy
is there. Tommy, welcome to the food show.
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, Tom, a quick question. Is the Maple Cafe still open?
No, and I know what you probably heard, and you said that's out of date. I know. I've been telling you for months.
For the past week, every commercial you've run for the Maple Street Cafe
I've been telling them for a while, but for some reason it doesn't get through to the middle. But, that's true.
I was just curious because I thought it was a nice place.
Yeah, it is a nice place.
Okay,
well,
thanks.
Anyway, all right, see ya. It's the food show. And, well, the deal is there is a spot, and it makes a passing reference to Paran's Poor Boys. Maple Street. As the Maple Street Cafe and the Maple, which it was the same people and same menu and everything else, except that they ought to just get rid of that mention of the second one because the second one doesn't exist anymore. It's just the one on Maple Street. It's Maple Street Cafe. That's the one and only. And since we're talking about them, let me add to it that this is one of the restaurants you can keep profitably in the back of your mind for the next time one of the holidays comes around and you find yourself without a reservation or without an idea even of where to go to eat. Always keep in the back of your mind the Maple Street Cafe, because they do stay open for just about all of the holidays, and they are always there with a menu, a special menu. The one they're doing today is $30. This will be available tomorrow. I think it's available tonight, too. $30 for a three-course dinner. Starts off with their soup of the day, which I happen to know, is made with artichokes, I think, this time around. No, it's the sauce is the thing. It's a kind of a rich sauce with crawfish. And there's a soup kind of approach to this you can take. And let's see, what else is there? There's a salad that they make with these very small, thin salads, salad greens. Terrific. And then a choice of many, many entrees. Among them, there are a few veal dishes. They always have two or three good seafood dishes and a little bit of Italian, but not enough that you would say it's an Italian restaurant. It's a mix of a bunch of different things, really. And when you get to the end of it, you say to yourself, you have been out for dinner today, and it has been nice, and yet it has not been really expensive or fussy. And if that's the kind of restaurant you're looking for, well, you are with a lot of other people who feel the same way. It's the Maple Street Cafe, 7623 Maple Street, but midway between brought over to there from wherever that was, where I was trying to go. It just flew in, out the back of my skull. 260-1870. We'll be back with more of the food show in a moment, but first, please, this. Hello there. It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and we talk about eating here. Let's get back to the work of the moment. Dom, is that you?
Tom, I know you're in Charlotte. Tom, can you tell me anything about the Brazilian cafe in Kenner? Do you know anything about that?
I've been there a couple of times, and frankly, it doesn't move me a lot. This is the basic focus on it has been those Brazilian steakhouse oriented, although they do have other things. And it is more of a buffet than anything. And you will either really love it or you will say, you know, I don't really like buffets. And I don't personally like buffets. But we have had more than a few people over the years say that they really, really love that place.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah. I'm glad you said that, and
well,
I appreciate
good.
It.
Well,
thank you,
thanks a lot for that. It's the food show, and our program, Our program is sponsored by New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company, and now that we are over with Lent officially, Although that is the case, and you can get back to a hamburger, you don't have to do it right away. You could stick with the seafood there for a long time before getting tired with it. They really do a job over there at New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. But the burgers are there, too. And what got them started in the beginning was that they put out a burger that's got some meaty quality to it. It's a little crisp on the outside. It's juicy in the middle. Even the bun is better than normal, and it's a place that I think hamburger lovers will find the liking for when they go. There are several locations around town, New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company. Do we have anybody else hanging around to talk to?
Nobody's on the line.
Nobody? So we need somebody to call us and say goodbye to today's show. I mean, no other place. Let's see. Perrance Poor Boys. Yeah, Perrance Poor Boys is our sponsor, too. And here's what you get when you go there. They have everything that they do is prepared in the house. And I'll tell you, that might not strike you as a big deal, but I'll show you one example that shows what exactly a good deal it is. And that is, if you go to Perrance Poor Boys, the one in Kenner or the one in Metairie or the one on Britannia Street, and you ask them for, let's say, a whole tray of muffalettas. They do muffalettas there. They'll do big ones. They'll do the little ones, which are great for parties. We buy them all the time whenever we have people coming over or school things or anything like that. And what makes the difference is that everything is nice and fresh and sliced right there on the premises, and it's always been a great product. And I think you'll enjoy it as much as I have. When you go to the New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood, I knew I was doing something wrong there. Perrance Poor Boys, 3939 Veterans Highway, and that's in Metairie. And then the second location on Williams Boulevard in Kenner. And then they have the new one on Britannia Street right off of Upper Line. Well, we've about come to the end of this one, I think, huh? We have no food show tomorrow. I have been informed of that. I forget what it was. It had something having to do with baseball, I think. But, you know, I have something for you for today in case you need to know this. And if in case you're looking for a place to go with your family or your friends or just even if you have to do it on your own, there are restaurants that are going to be open tonight and tomorrow, but I would get a reservation for them. And if you're looking for a source of, let's say, a list of restaurants that are going to be open tomorrow, go to my website. It's nomenu.com, N-O-M-E-N-U.com. And I have a list of 85 restaurants that will be open tomorrow at some time during the day. Some of them in the morning. Some of them will be in the middle afternoon. And some of them will even be at night. And all of that will be available to you. I have phone numbers. I even have ratings of the best Easter lists and restaurants. And the way it works is that I give a rating of eggs, painted eggs. Everybody seems to like that. I probably like it more than everybody else. Let's see. Do we have anything else to do? Or no? No. So I'm just killing time, right? We don't. I wish we had an Eat Club. Where have you eaten? You know what's been on my mind. Where have you been eating, or where have I been eating? Where has Tom been eating? Where has Tom spent last week in Los Angeles, because my son lives in Los Angeles, and he and his wife have two precious little kids who are, one of them's just turned 1 year old, the other one has just turned 4 years old, so they're my grandchildren. And we went to visit them, because that's the only way we can see them, is to go there. And we had more Mexican, more good Mexican food than anything else. But also, in Los Angeles, they're very strong on Chinese food, particularly the kind of Chinese food where everything is wrapped up in some kind of dumpling or other. We don't really have much in the way of that kind of restaurant here in New Orleans. So whenever I'm over there, I'm always on the lookout for that kind of stuff. And it's an all-around interesting place. It's a lot different from New Orleans, but I'll tell you one thing I hate about it. Those drivers and the way they drive in Los Angeles, it's astonishing to wonder, you know, how do they all live for very long? I mean, it's just so incredible, the amount of driving craziness around there. But they probably think we're nuts here for other reasons, so we're even, I guess. You know, during the rest of the week, we have a variation on this program that starts at 3 in the afternoon, every afternoon at 105.3 FM HD2. If you don't have an HD2 or an HD, you can leave off the 2. If you don't have an HD radio, you really got to get one, because the sound, the quality of the sound is so much better than, well, let's not even talk about AM radio. And that comes from a guy who's been on AM radio for most of my career. But also, all the other things that come by your way, the silence, the quality of the audio is such that even if you drive a long way, it sticks with you longer. And it's something that oftentimes you can have already on your car and just not realizing it. I don't know if you knew that. But there are lots of people who have relatively recently bought cars, like 3, 4, 5, 6 years old maybe, and they have HD radio built into their radio, car radio already, and they don't know it. And all it would take would be a visit either to a place that sells those things or to the dealer that sold you the car in the first place. How do you get to the HD radio? Get it on there. It costs you nothing. It's like radio always has been, you know. We're proud of that. You can enjoy all kinds of things on regular HD radio and HD radio, and it costs you nothing. This show you're listening to me bump up is you get it for free. WWL Radio New Orleans, WWL FM HD1, Kenner, New Orleans. Talk to you again sometime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.